Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I thought this past week about the gospel, which was just read from the lectern, there came back to me some words that ever since I heard them have somehow stuck in my mind. And the words are these: to be a Christian is primarily a matter of being loved. Only then is it a matter of loving. To be a Christian is primarily a matter of being loved. Only then is it a matter of loving. St. John put this with wonderful clarity when he wrote, "We love because he first loved us." When in today's gospel a teacher of the law asked Jesus, "Which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus replies, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." When Jesus says all the law and the prophets, he means the entire Old Testament. Everything that God had revealed through Moses and the prophets before his son's coming into this world as Mary's child. All the law and the prophets depend on these two commandments, in the sense that everything written down in the Old Testament scriptures can in fact be summed up in them. Now, there was nothing essentially new in this answer Jesus gave. No pious Jew could possibly take exception to what he said, because his words are in fact a direct quotation from the Old and New Old Testament scriptures. The only new and remarkable thing in Jesus' answer is that he places the commandment to love one's neighbor on the same level as the commandment to love God. It was St. John, who is so often called the Apostle of Love, who sums up his Lord's teaching when he writes, "If anyone says, 'I love God,' yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God should love his brother also." Now, these words of John and of Jesus should in fact cut us to the quick if we have any real self-awareness, since we know only too well how difficult that is. There is so much self-interest and self-regard, even in our seemingly most unselfish actions. Yes, to be a Christian is a matter of loving, and yet we know how difficult that is. It's, of course, a truism that a child who has never been loved, or has been only inadequately loved, will have a rather difficult time in life. Well, in relationship to God, We are all of us, without exception, very little children. And if we're to grow in love for him and for our sometimes maddening fellow human beings, we must first experience his love for us. Now, when we examine the question Jesus asks, "What do you think of Christ? Whose son is he?" we find that Jesus is hinting at this truth by pointing to the mystery of who he in fact is, the love of God in flesh and blood. For what the human race most needs is not so much more good advice about loving, but rather the good news of God's forgiveness of our chronic inability to heed and to act on all the good advice we already have. For if we only need good advice, then the teaching of Moses and the prophets would be enough. And it would also be enough for Jesus himself to be nothing more than the greatest teacher and example of love, which he, of course, is the greatest teacher, the greatest example of love. But Jesus is more, infinitely more than that. Jesus is not only the teacher and example of love, he is God's love in flesh and blood. He is our Savior. He is, as the poet says, that love to the loveless shown, that we might lovely be. In our lostness, in our failure to love, and in all the sorrow and misery that accompany that failure, we cannot rescue ourselves because we can't undo what we have in fact done. God alone can rescue us because God alone can pardon us. As St. Augustine once said, "So far had our pride cast us down that only the humility of God could raise us up." The humility of God. And this God did. God raised us up by himself coming down in the person of his own dear Son, Jesus, truly God and truly human, through his life of perfect love, through the shedding of his precious blood on the cross. He has rescued and pardoned us. And because he, the love of God in person, is risen from the dead, his love never ends. Christianly understood, this life is a school of love. A school of love. That's what life is for. Of course, in this school, most of us never succeed in getting much beyond kindergarten, beyond taking those first baby steps in the way of love. And often enough, you and I falter, fall, fail. But the forgiving love of our Savior never fails us, so that through his mercy we are in fact being changed into Christ's likeness from glory to glory. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.